KHUM is Freeform Independent Radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at KHUM.com.
Well, we want to cover a little bit of this and a little bit of that on today's Coastal Currents, which is, as always, brought to you by the people of Coca-Tat and Bayside Garden Supply, who encourage you to get out on the water. We want to talk a little bit about tsunami debris and coastal cleanup itself. And, of course, we have a big holiday coming up. Jen, why don't you start with the big holiday?
Underwater Parks Day.
That one.
It's so exciting. January 19th, and we will be, Ocean Conservancy, will be co-hosting an event with Friends of the Dunes out at their beautiful nature center. I'm very excited about it. You never know how the weather will be in January, but you always know that being inside that amazing building will be a fantastic experience, regardless of rain or sunshine, because it's in the dunes. It's like literally in the dunes.
It's under some dunes, actually.
Yeah, it's so cool. And it's especially appropriate because one of the underwater parks that we'll be celebrating is just over the dunes, the Samoa State Marine Conservation Area. And so if the weather is nice enough, we could even take a little field trip and walk out there. But we'll definitely have some fun activities, some food, some drinks, a lot of things for the kids to do. I'm working with Susie over at Friends of the Dunes to make sure that it's an especially fun way to spend a January afternoon.
Susie Fortner of Friends of the Dunes?
Yes.
Yeah. I emailed her because last week I got a little carried away in my enthusiasm for Friends of the Dunes. And there was a moment that I'd like to erase from everybody's mind, but I keep bringing it up, where I yelled into a microphone, "If you're not down with Friends of the Dunes, get out of my face." And I feel like that may have been overstating an obvious concept, but she was very accommodating. She said, "You know what? Well, that's going to happen. People get hyped up about Friends of the Dunes."
I can't say enough good things about them. We partnered with them with Surfrider, as you know, and they have been working with me on different ocean issues. And it's where the dunes and the sea, they all come together. So
yeah.
It's a beautiful relationship.
You like dynamic. If you're not down with dynamic bioregions, get out of my face. It's not the same. Hey, Dan Ehrsman of North Coast Environmental Center, if I were to yell into a microphone, "If you're not down with the North Coast Environmental Center, get out of my face," would you take that the right way or the wrong way?
I would take it the right way, but I really do think that dynamic ecosystems, you could say that as well, and that's a really great thing to say there.
I think in general, we need more people yelling about dynamic, like bioregions, just
that's right.
In
that's
general.
Right.
Like, if they can yell in hip-hop about their new, $100,000 watch, I think we could at least get some dynamic bioregion plugs in there.
I'd be for that.
Word.
You just gotta set it to a beat.
Yes, that's all you need to do is a beat, and then suddenly everybody's down with science.
So true.
So, Underwater Parks Day is coming up. In terms of celebrating underwater parks, is there a way to actually get into the underwater parks, Jen? Scuba gear?
Certainly, as I was saying, in January, the weather can be especially unpredictable. It's likely that it will be stormy and that the ocean will be quite large, and I wouldn't advise people to go in it under those conditions, but we also have some very lovely, calm days in between the storms, and so as it gets closer, the best thing to do would be to check the local buoys and the weather forecast and people who are familiar with the ocean. And there's a lot of great tide pooling where some of these new underwater parks are going, like south side of Cape Mendocino, for example. There's a couple down there, and so what a great excuse to go to one of the most beautiful parts of Humboldt County, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, keeping the beaches clean, something we like to do. Surfrider's real good at doing those beach cleanups. And Dan Ehrsman, what is going on with cleaning up the coastline? What does the NEC have to do with that?
Well, last time I was on here, it was just before our coastal cleanup, which happened September 15th. And this year, around 850 volunteers from the North Coast cleaned up over 13,000 pounds of trash from North Coast beaches, from Humboldt County alone. And we're just building off of those efforts. Surfrider was a huge part of that. Humboldt Baykeeper as well. Many other groups and organizations came out and really supported these efforts. And we're looking at building off of that energy and continuing those cleanup efforts throughout the next year. We're planning for the next Coastal Cleanup Day next September, but we're also doing monthly coordinating with other organizations and Humboldt State University, who's just starting a new program to clean up several beach sites in the area on a monthly basis. So with that in mind, we're coordinating with other groups. We're gathering data, which is an important part of these efforts, removing the trash and also keeping an eye for tsunami debris as it starts to wash up on the shores of the northern coast of California here.
And for more information about what you do if you think you find tsunami debris, we put up a fairly comprehensive blog post at khum.com. But the long story short is that when you find something that, you know, might have Japanese writing on it, it may not be tsunami debris, but it might be. And the National Oceanic NOAA, they want you to report it. They've got an email address set up for that. And also, you have to be kind of careful with it because it's like somebody's stuff. There's that. And there are people who are trying to return that stuff to Japan. Additionally, it might have some invasive species on it. So if you find a buoy or something that comes in, it might not be the world's best idea to say, hey, free buoy, let me just drop this into Woodley Island and start using it. So there are a number of considerations because, honestly, we got enough invasive species. Those things are a pain in the butt. Jen Savage, Dan Arison.
Yes.
Can I ask you guys something about cleaning stuff up off the beach?
Sure.
I'll put this to the panel. How much of this stuff is like, when you're a kid and your parents say, don't litter, that means don't throw your Twix wrapper on the ground. You know, it's like an act of laziness and a deliberate act. But how much of this stuff is, do you think, like accidental? Cigarette butts aside.
Okay, yeah, not, I mean, I think a lot of people that throw cigarette butts on the ground don't think they're consciously littering, so that is a separate issue. But, it's hard to say. It depends on where you are. A lot of it is due to just ignorance, like people having a party at the beach and not getting everything all cleaned up, right? Or people driving down the road and they think everything is strapped correctly in the back of their truck, but actually there's things blowing off of it. I like to think that most trash is accidental and people have just failed to make the connection between their actions and the results that are happening on the beaches and in the ocean. But at the same time, I mean, there's definitely an illegal dumping problem. You know, anyone who spends any time in rural Humboldt or along the Samoa Peninsula sees that almost every day.
Absolutely. And Dan Arison, North Coast Environmental Center, what do you think? Deliberate or accidental?
Well, it's honestly both, and estimates are out there that 80% of the debris that washes up on our shorelines is from the shores here. It is debris that is either intentionally or unintentionally left out in the environment, and it gets into our rivers and waterways and washes out into the ocean. And you know, it is a pretty significant problem for, you know, as you've mentioned on the show before, for wildlife, but also it is a safety hazard for people that are enjoying the beaches, or has the potential to be. So, you know, it is something that we can all be more mindful of in our daily lives, being mindful of the products that we choose to use and making sure that those, if we do get the plastics that are blowing around out there, being very mindful of disposing of them properly.
Yeah, it's, and again, cigarette butt people, let's get it together with that stuff.
Yeah, well, it's just definitely what we can do as individuals is use less single-use items, for example. And I'm trying to work on my own. My thing is that I always forget when I get a cocktail to ask for no straw, no plastic in my glass. And then, you know, you get your glass and you've got, like, the little straws in it. And if you get a Bloody Mary, you've got the little spear with the olive. I mean, this is what people tell me.
Right,
anyway.
Right.
You know, and then it's like, this is just instant garbage. Like, why do you even need that? It's the same kind of thing with, you know, a lot of stuff that we use. It's a one-time thing, and then it becomes trash, and then it becomes something you have to properly dispose of. And why not just preempt all of that by not using stuff that you're only going to use one time and you don't need to use?
Except in condoms.
Condoms, I fully support those as a single-use product.
Recycled. That and tweets. Also, tweets should be single-use. Wow, we're off track. Before we wrap this up, I do want to mention that there is the King Tide Photo Initiative going on, and Humboldt Baykeeper has information on that this week. We've got some high tides again this month because the moon and the sun and everything's lined up for high tides. We talked about that last month when it happened. And yeah, go do that. Take some photos. It's very gorgeous. Very
just
pretty
to just interject there, 10:46 tomorrow morning. The highest tide of the year, so folks can get out and check it out for themselves, see where the areas of inundation might occur for when we're looking at sea level rise. So.
Yep, or tsunamis, low-grade tsunamis, all
exactly.
That stuff.
Exactly.
It's happening. All right. Well, thank you guys very much. Dan Arisman of the North Coast Environmental Center and Jennifer Savage of Ocean Conservancy. Final thought. I saw this, speaking of Twitter, I saw somebody in Humboldt County do this, where they were in traffic at a red light and the car in front of them threw a cigarette out on the street. And then that person said, you know what, screw that. And they took a photo of the car and their license plate number and said, hey, FYI world, this is a person who is throwing cigarette butts out on the street. And I thought, that is a badass move of, it's not even civil disobedience. It's just calling people out as litter bugs. And do we think this is something that more people should do, guys?
I think we all should be responsible to each other. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So it may or may not be legal. It might be an invasion of privacy. It's not legal to litter, obviously. But yeah.
If you're taking a photo from a public space, it's legal.
All right.
And it is
citizen enforcement. I mean, you are enforcing the laws that are already in place with littering on the highways, especially littering along our waterways. I mean, that's a major issue.
Look, I got 600 plus Twitter followers. I think that it may not be a good use of their time, but I'm going to do it anyway. If I see somebody throw a cigarette butt out of their car window and I can safely take a photo, I'm doing it. License plate and everything. Good times.
Do it, Mike.
Do it, Jen. Do it, Dan. All right, thanks, guys.
Get down with Mike Talkers.
Yeah, get out. If you're not down with not littering, get out of my face. All right.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right, that's been Coastal Currents.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.